Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Secretary of State Rubio has been revoking visas for visitors participating in criminal pro-Hamas riots. Hallelujah. Jim Jordan crafts a bill requiring birth citizenship for Congress. We have that for president. He wants it for Congress. Here are some reasons for this action. Ilhan Omar, anyone? Tlaib? How about go to councilwoman? California councilwoman flips out when her illegal alien husband, with an extensive criminal record, is arrested for deportation. What? The guy's been here for 30 years and he hasn't been able to take care of his citizenship issues? What in the world? Fanny keeps getting her fanny fanned. She was ordered to pay Judicial Watch $20 million in legal fees and to produce the rest of the J6 collusion documents that she's hiding. You know, the ones that show she and Pelosi and the Pelosi J6 committee were in collusion in their attack on their political opponent, whose name was... anybody guess? She was sued by Judicial Watch for records proving she was in communication with Pelosi's J6 committee when prosecuting Trump for alleged election interference. Suspicious they were coordinating their political attack on Trump, Judicial Watch filed suit. She's been ordered now to produce the correspondence between her office, and Pelosi and the J6 committee. EPA, remember that one? The old Environmental Protection Agency uses tortoises to steal land from American ranchers. Documentation here. Democrats gather around censured Representative Al Green, you know, the guy that shook his cane at Trump screaming obscenely during the joint sessions speech, and then they sang together, "We shall overcome." That's an old hippie throwback. Huh, interesting. How ironic that the party who sang that song, protesting war, now sings it to protest peace. The Democrats have become what they have traditionally hated. Now, what did Green say? "This president is unfit. He has no mandate," he explained. "No mandate to cut Medicaid." Trump is cutting off all those 130-year-olds that are on the Medicaid rolls. Is that okay, Mr. Green? The millions who have such longevity as would be world-renowned, amazing. I mean, this is the kind of stuff you think of only in the societies of Shangri-La. So the Republicans had a song for Mr. Green as he was ushered out. Na, 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 na. Hey, 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 goodbye, right? How the war of the songs. Demented Dems are trying to say Trump is cutting Medicaid. They just can't stop lying. That's all they've got, you know, lies. That's because they're of the father of the devil. Notice how these protesters ignore House rules and actually obstruct the business of the House and are unpunished. What was J6 all about? But these are representatives, and they have a right to gather in the House to protest. Yeah, exactly. And the people don't. And that's the point. The Dems have been busy, voted to keep men in women's sports. They like that, you know. Voted against tax cuts, voted to obstruct DOGE from cutting fraud and waste, sued to stop deportation of criminals who are here illegally and are actively promoting World War III. Anyway, on the menu for today, the Epstein Files drama continues. What's holding up the release of the incriminating evidence? And then I'll talk about three major takeaways, or three key messages, That pretty well summarizes Trump's speech to America and the world. And then the question, will NATO survive the realignment of nations and biblical prophecy? What has happened to Amy and Doge progress and problems? Let's get to as much of this as we can. My friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The Epstein Files saga continues. First, quote, the files are on my desk, end quote. Then, oops, turns out we only got what might embarrass, but nothing that will incriminate. The incriminating evidence, well, that was hidden by the now fired head of the FBI New York office, James Dennehy. Dennehy? Dennehy? How do you say it? I should have checked that. I'm sorry. He was escorted out by FBI agents from his former office, surrounded by weeping supporters, to a bagpipe ceremonial exit. No kidding. Did you know this guy had sent an email to the resistance under his command to dig in when the people decided Trump should be his boss? Clearly an indication of an intention to oppose the people's elected president. And apparently, all of these who are pictured here, and I've got the link in my notes, are supporters of this fellow and fellow obstructionists to the will of the people by defying the direct and constitutionally empowered order of a duly elected president. I'll tell you what, let them protest his firing by their or with their resignations. This guy, with their support, hid the incriminating part of the Epstein files. Friend, fired isn't good enough. When these sorts of globalist deep state moles get found out, their globalist masters cover them with promotion in the civilian sector. We got to stop that, take away the incentive. Any public official that holds an administrative level office with security clearance and disobeys a direct order coming down from the president must face jail time and fines equal to whatever their deep state supporters have used to buy their allegiance away from the American people they ostensibly serve, whom they have sadly betrayed. You see, this guy's loyalty is to the deep state apparatus. It's not to the American people. And to that should be added a ban from holding any public office in perpetuity. But I'll be generous and say fired is good enough for every single one of these federal employees that supported their leader's traitorous actions. Such employees cannot be trusted to carry out the people's business. Hey, Cash, you've got the list. Cash them out. Fire every one of them. They may or may not align with our president politically. That's not the issue. The issue is they can't be trusted to do their job to carry out the business of the people. And they sure as heaven had better line up under the people. Look, if J6ers are put in jail for obstructing the business of Congress, what's this? Every one of these people must be fired as accomplices in obstructing the business of the people. We want those files. Get it. I know you're working on it. Thank God for you. Now, Bondi tells us the files are being examined and will be released with redactions. Now, some are questioning whether Blondie Bondi has been bought out. Good night. We are so jaded that we are ready to pounce at the slightest hint of our government officials letting us down. Be patient. Here, look at the interview with Hannity, where Bondi explained the redaction issue. We've expected and supported redactions that protect innocent victims. I floated my willingness to accept using the material to gain evidence from those named on the flight log or client list who did not commit crimes against minors if they go state's evidence to help us convict the criminals who did abuse minors. It looks like we already have that evidence, so don't need to do that. And that's good, but look, use it to file charges against these criminals. Hopefully, redacting incriminating information doesn't allow us then to overlook indicting and charging these people for their crimes. That's what I'm concerned about. I don't care what Republican or what Democrat is implicated in all this. I absolutely do not care. The justice needs to be blind. That's the whole point. Americans deserve justice. And we deserve to know who out there it is that we can trust. We need justice for all victims, including us, the United States, the American people. Hannity offered national security as a legitimate concern in deciding what should be redacted. She didn't need your help, Hannity. And you know what? Hannity doesn't get it. We are up to here, and I've got my hands over my head, okay? Marking the line. We're up to here with national security concerns being used as a cover for criminals. We don't trust it. Every imaginable and unimaginable crime has been hidden under the cover of national security, air quotes. Even assassinations of JFK, RFK, MLK, come on! And attempts on DJT, too. Now, I watched the video and I noticed Bondi seemed to be appropriately sensitive to that concern. While she nevertheless agreed that national security would be a concern. And that raises the question DC Drano brought up. What could possibly be buried in the Epstein files that would compromise national security? Eh? For my Canadian friends? Someone explain that to me. Look, if they're going to protect wicked leaders in this country or any country for fear of compromising national security, well, then what? Epstein was a CIA asset all along, after all, operating on behalf of the alt-American CIA? And the exposure of this will hurt who? This sort of thing always becomes a hothouse encouraging the growth of conspiracies. Oh, let's go ahead and start them, shall we? Hey, is Trump compromised by incontrovertible evidence in these files that could be used by foreign powers to control our president? You know, like we have not already been the victims of that before, right, Mr. Biden? What do you mean by national security? I'm not saying this is my suspicion, by the way. I'm telling you the kinds of things that grow in the hothouse of national security concerns. I consider Trump to be totally clear of any such wrongdoing, but I do believe nefarious, wicked people could and would create AI-generated deep fake videos and use the time that's been bought by the resistance so far to develop and plant these in the Epstein files to implicate Trump or otherwise to undermine the MAGA movement. You see how it is? This kind of delaying, this kind of messing around always breeds the conspiracy theories. Does anyone think that it's too far-fetched, what I just said? You know, that's the problem with a redacted release. At this point, we don't trust the government. And I don't think our team needs to do stuff that raises any kind of suspicions. We don't need that right now. We've been the victims of too many great guys and gals going into government to do the Mr. Smith in Washington thing, only to become intoxicated by the power of the dark side and end up doing the Benedict Arnold dance instead. The last act of deep state obstructionist routine is an example of why we are concerned about redactions without concrete, meaningful assurances that we are not being had again. Bondi carefully assured us that whatever is redacted will remain in the record. Not going to just throw pages away. And will be flagged with an explanation for why it was redacted for public distribution. But what does that tell you? What does it tell you? What are they seeing in this that they don't want us to know about? What are they seeing in this that would be of national security concern? What could this pervert have gotten on who that would make its revelation a national security concern? Are you sure it isn't somebody's political interest that we're protecting? How could it be national? You better answer that question. We need some real assurances that Trump and team is not going to allow child raping predators to get away with their crimes. King Charles gets no protection. Is Macaroni on the list? He gets no protection. Is Fauci on the list? How about we get complete disclosure and full transparency of who and then how it would be a national security risk that would require us to do a Dehenny. I can't pronounce the guy's name. The guy we just fired for hiding the records. We're going to hide them and fire that guy for hiding them? Wouldn't that, you know, possibly go to a justification of his actions? And how about this? If there is incriminating evidence, then A.G. Bondi incriminates them on that evidence. Here's the problem. If you're hiding evidence, it leaves us with who's getting away with what? I'm not even sure I'm comfortable with hiding the grand jury material. I don't know about that. I need to look into that. I have accepted that and understood that all these years. You know what? I'm getting done with all any of this nonsense. So what happens to your redactions if what's redacted is incriminating evidence against somebody, and then you use that evidence to go against that? How does this work? God help us. I hope this isn't going to break down Trump's resolve to have a truly open and transparent government. Will we ever get one? Okay, folks, hold on through the break. I'll be right back.
Hear these words. We will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheibach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. I am deeply grateful to all of you who take the time to call in. The number for our listener response hotline is 1-805-314-2114. Now, here's the official White House released transcript of the president's speech, linked in my notes. It might be summarized in his opening remark. And to my fellow citizens, America is back. Great opening. And he did not mean that in the way Biden did when he said it some time ago. Biden meant alt-America is back, and he declared that to the European crowd over there, right? Not to Americans. It was for their benefit, not ours, right? All the crooks and political criminals of elite European-style corruption. Trump meant America as founded is back for the American people. The message to the American people, you have a president. Friends, we haven't had a president who loves America as founded and who was not involved in the effort to transform America into something else. You know, some godless, secularist, globalist, humanist, Nimrod dream of a one-world government aligned against God. We haven't had that for so long. It really felt good to hear our president stand for the American people at last. And there are so many highlights that we could point out. It would be impossible to mention them all here without virtually repeating the entire speech. So I've attached a link to the official transcript here. His message was clear. And message number one was this: America is back for the American people. American freedom of speech, of assembly, of the right to express our grievances, freedom of conscience and of the press. I mean, a true freedom of the press, unadulterated by political interference of the sort Zuckerberg and Dorsey engaged. The 268 million earmarked by a corrupt Congress for independent media and the free flow of information. Right. Yeah, right. The government hires journalists to protect the free flow of information. What were you thinking? Well, no thanks. We've seen what the government does when it has its hands in the free flow of information. Truth gets damned, and government-controlled propaganda is what flows freely. All of you Reporters Without Borders, oh, sounds cute. You could do one of two things. Get a real job, so you are publicly wearing a brand that will identify you for all of us to see, or submit your articles to magazines like the New York Post or perhaps Fox News, or better yet, pass them through Tucker, Bongino's outfit, Bannon, Beck, any of these, but no more coded funding from government. The cover's been blown, friends. The fig leaves won't cut it. We are not in need of the services of government-funded media, period. If there was ever a separation doctrine that should be enforced, it's right here, a complete separation of government and media. Included in the message to America was the behavior of the Democrats during the speech. It's been pointed out, but it bears repeating incessantly. Until the people who will support Democrats are made ashamed of themselves and of the Democrats. They sat there like a bunch of toads puffed up on their stools, refusing to support a 13-year-old cancer survivor whose dream is to become a police officer someday, or that dear family of Lake and Riley who's suffering at the hands of Biden's open border policy. It's unfathomable, and every one of you should have stood up and said loudly and in unison, we're sorry. Yet these wicked, myopic political zombies could not look for one moment beyond their own hatred for the American people and share in a single moment of shared humanity, to regard the hopes and aspirations of a 13-year-old cancer survivor and grieve with a family whose daughter or sister was lost to the vile appetites of a wicked attacker who was allowed in this country by their own policies. Look at them. See them, America. And in that image, if you're a Democrat, look in the mirror and see yourself. See who these people are and who you're identified with. Not one of these people deserves to be in office and should be voted out in 2026. The message to America is that you have a president who loves America, and every blue state has representatives who do not. They are full of hatred. And by the way, that's always connected with greed. A passion for war, by the way, is also always driven by greed. A hatred so deep it stifles the simplest expressions of humanity is always, mark my words, that's always evidence of a heart that's captured in greed, a lust for power and a lust for ill-gotten gain. That's who those people are, from Pocahontas to all of them, AOC, the whole pack. And that's part of the message to the Democrats, the Democrats, I should say, which term includes Democrats and rhinos. They're all the same thing. Judgment Day has come. There's your message. Doge is digging into your dirt and overturning all sorts of places where seriously poisonous bugs have been hiding for decades. Soon, the linchpin of espionage corruption will be pulled. The Epstein files will be opened to the eyes of those empowered and backed by the American people to apply the sword of divine vengeance to execute wrath against these evildoers. Listen to Representative Tim Burchett. Tennessee opens up a can of fishing worms for Trump, Doge, AG Bondi, and FBI Director Cash. Says he's willing to lose his job to tell the real reason government officials are opposing Elon Musk and Doge. Quote, they're going to push back because you've got congressmen on both sides of the aisle. If they follow that paper trail, it's going to come back to them. This town is crooked as a dog's leg. And he goes on, he says, I'll probably get primaried for saying that, but that's the truth, and we all know it. And he said, somebody's going to straighten it out. It looks like it's going to be Elon Musk. End of quote. And then there's Trump's message to the world. Hey, world, America's back. Meet America. You haven't seen him for a while. And he's going to insist on being treated fairly in economic trade and international alliances. America is for peace. Although, when our president speaks, apparently they are for war. The only thing those toads clapped for was to continue the war in Ukraine, as they express their opposition to Trump. Will NATO survive? The realignment of nations and biblical prophecy is something that we'll discuss Saturday night. To understand the significance of the geopolitical shakeup going on right now, you need to rightly understand the nature and identity of Daniel's fourth kingdom and that fourth beast in Daniel 7. Join me Saturday night at about 7 p.m. on you can find me on Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Rumble. J.D. Vance asked the European Union a little while back an important question. We are aligned to defend each other, he said, but Americans are beginning to ask, what are we defending? I mean, we're watching the news. We see what's going on. We are all in for defending fellow nations that embrace fundamental freedoms outlined in our Bill of Rights, expressed in other ways by these other countries' documents, but we share these things in common, the essential human rights endowed to all mankind by our Creator. We ask you to consider, what exactly are we defending in this alliance? King Charles hosts Islamic prayer at the royal family home of Windsor Castle. Churchill's turning over in his grave. Okay, so UK formally celebrates Ramadan. That's your business. Not our thing. I mean, it was Obama's thing, not our thing. It's not an American thing. But here's the rub, and here's where we have a problem. At the same time you're doing that, your UK police are arresting Christian street preachers because you don't like what they're saying. Macron talks tough, essentially declaring war on Russia. What? Here is his momentous speech to Europe. If he thinks that we're going to be dragged into a war with these guys, you know what? I don't think so. Not with Trump. Macron threatens Putin with nuclear war while chiding Trump, and he wants peace. Anyway, he actually brings up the N-word, nuclear. Here's the Danish PM with one of the most asinine comments I've ever heard dropped from the mouth of a Euro warhound. Quote, peace in Ukraine is more dangerous than the ongoing war, end quote. You've got to be kidding me. Did this prime minister, did she have this concern about Putin when Biden was poking the bear with his talk about flagrantly breaking the treaty agreement with Russia when it was promised Ukraine would surrender her nukes and promised to never join NATO? This is a very dangerous situation. The U.S., Germany, and five other nations blocked the entry of Ukraine into NATO, but at the same time, all of those countries keep encouraging Zelensky to think it's going to happen. It's virtually an invitation to Russia to invade Ukraine. Everyone knew that at the time. Who does not understand the foolishness of taunting Russia with threats to bring Ukraine into NATO? And who does not see the wisdom of establishing relations with Ukraine that will connect her with a superpower like America, which tacitly provides security and allows her to prosper? Look, there is no greater security against Russian incursion into Ukraine than the double protections of a prosperous economy making the Ukrainians invested in their national identity, which is an issue there, and then added to commercial ties with various Western superpowers, thus entirely removing any pretext for Russia to invade. When we speak, we are for peace, but they are for war. They need the war to cover their tracks of criminal child sex trafficking and money laundering. They need the war to create an environment for a one-world government controlled by perverts of the ancient Nimrod Semiramis tradition to emerge. Hey, I've got to wrap it up. More on the Semiramis connection Saturday night for the Brain Massage Live podcast. I usually go on somewhere between 7 and 8. So, my friends, I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know you see that they're on. You can call or email me. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, enter your information, choose lights on or lights off, and then send. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. You can say lights on and hang up, lights off and hang up, or leave me a message. If you want me to call you back, let me know. If you want the book, let me know and leave your address so we can send it. God bless you. God bless America. I'll see you in church.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.